Mishnayis Masechta Maisrois. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Omru B'Maisrois. There's a general rule that the Chum said about giving Maisr, about giving off Trumas and Maisrois, that Kol Shu Oichel. It has to be something that's a food for a person. That's Oichel. People eat this type of food. V'Nishmor. It's something that's watched by Bailim. In other words, it's not Hefka. It's not something that anybody can come and take it, but it has an owner to it. V'Gidul of Minoritz. There's something that grows from the ground, like it has shroshim, it has roots in the ground, which is afuke, not mushrooms. Mushrooms does not have any roots in the ground. Is chaya b'maisus. If then any foods like this that grows in Eretz Yisrael, they should know that the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisus. And then you show me there's a smachtas for these halachas. But if it doesn't have one of these things, like it's hefker, or it doesn't grow from the ground, or it's not a maichel adam, it's potter from trumas and maisus. For yoid klal acher armut, there's another general rule that they said that kol shetchilosei oichel b'sayfei oichel. Something at the beginning is called an oichel. The beginning of its growth, it's royitit, like yirokas vegetable. As soon as they start to grow, they're royitit. For sayfei oichel, that means when they get finished growing, they'll also finish. They're also still fit to eat. Is afa pishul shemroi loisef oichel. Like, even though you plan to still let it grow in the ground, it'll come bigger and bigger, still, chayiv kotan v'godol. Anytime if you change your mind and you cut it off, no matter how small it is, no matter how big it is, since at both stages of being a big vegetable, or being a small one, it's edible, it's called an eichel, so you can't eat it before you take off, trumas and maisers. It has the regular locha that we'll see about arvai, when arvai is mutter, when kvah is mutter, but it has the regular chiyuvim of trumas and maisers. For chol shein tchilosei oichol, let's say something at the beginning is not edible, like fruits you can't eat before it's ripe. Avol sayfei oichol, when it gets ripe, then it'll be edible. The locha is ein oichayev at sheyas oichol. You don't have the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisus until it becomes ripe enough that it's edible. But the pasuk says v'chol maisoritz mizer oritz mipriyets at shegadol until it comes bigger and becomes into a pri. Before it's a pre, you pot the from trumas and maisus. Mishnah Beis, me'emosai haperas chiyuvim b'maisus. If so, when is it called a pre, a fruit, that is the beginning, that it has a shem oichel? When is it called a fruit? That we just learned before it's ripe, it's potter. So what stage is it called a pre already that you have a chiyuv to take off trumas and maisus? So ha'teinim mishayavchilu. Teinim, that's figs, when it comes mishayavchilu, means when it starts to become ripe. That's what some people pick it off in, and they let it stay 24 hours, and then it's royitit. So as soon as it starts to become ripe, the figs, then it's mechuyev and trumas and maisus. Ho'anovim, what about grapes? For you have voshim, is mishehevishu. Now this means grapes, and bohavoshim, that's like wild grapes. So mishehevishu, if it comes ripe enough, that you could notice that it has pits inside it. That's called a grape, that's already called an eichel. Ho'ug, v'hatusim, ug is a type of a fruit that's red. V'hatusim is also like red berries. Is misha yadimu. When it looks red, when the fruit starts to look red, that's called it's ripe, that's called enough to give it a shem eichel. V'chol ha'adumim, misha yadimu. And any red fruit, as soon as the fruit looks red, then it's called an eichel. Ho'rimainim, what about pomegranates? Misha yamasu, when it becomes soft enough that you could like squash it. That's called a rimon, a pomegranate. Hatmor, what about dates? Mishiatilusor. When it becomes soft enough, like it looks, like dough, like cracks in the dough, that's the way the dates look. Hoa faskim, peaches, mishiatilu gidim. When they have veins, like when you can see the veins inside the peaches. Hoa goizim nuts, mishiyasu megura. Like when the oichel, the food itself, the nut itself, is like separated from the outer shell. So it's still like a magura, like a bin where you're storing something, like you're storing the nut inside the shell. But before that, it's like one piece, the shell and the nut. But when the nut comes like by itself, then it has a shame. Oichol, then it's mechuyev and trumas and maisus. Rav Yehuda says, so agoizim v'yashkedim mishiyasu klipa, that nuts and almonds, it depends when it has the inner shell around it. The klipa inside, the small one attached to the oichol, like by peanuts, you have a small shell around it. That's when the eichel is. That's when it's called an eichel. What about the cheruvim? What about the boxer? Boxer is mi she yinoktu. That means when it gets like black spots on it, mi she yinokru, when it gets a little bit spots on it, that's called the fruit already. The chol hashrerim mi she yinoktu. And any type of a black type of a fruit, when it has its black spots on it, that's also called a pre ready. Ho agosim type of pears, fi hakarus. Tumelin, another type of a fruit, fi aprish, another type of a fruit, fi hauz. Rodin, mishia korchu. When it becomes smooth, like when outer hair falls off and it's a smooth skin, that's called a pre ready. The chol halavonim, any white or light type of a fruit, mishia korchu, when it becomes smooth. Hatilton, another type of a growth, some say it's called a clover, is misha tatzmeach. When it grows enough that if you want to now to replant it, it would start to grow again, that's called a fruit. Hatfua, what about a wheat or grain? Fiyazesim or olives? Mishiachnisu shlish. When it grows a third, if it's a third grown, then it's called the pre, that's mechuyiv and true maisamaisris. The Mishnah Dalet uvi yorek, like by green vegetables, is hakishuyim, the cucumbers. Vadaluyim and pumpkins, vavtichim and melons. Some say squash. So these things that we'll soon see has a locha that chilosa v'seif is called an eichel at any time yechayiv in trumas amaisus. What about in fruits? Hatapuach, apples, v'asroigim and anesrig, chayovim gedolim katanim. Whether they're big or whether they're small, it's called a fruit that's edible or vegetable that's edible, so you have to take off trumas amaisus before you start to eat it. Rabbi Shimon, poiter es v'asroigim b'kotnon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, an esrog is not edible when it's young, therefore it's not called an eichel yet, it's not mechuyev and trumas amaisus. Now, hachayev bishkedim hamorim, when you have a bitter amin, any time it's fit to be eaten, is potv mesukim. It's called potter, it will be a sweet one. In other words, a bitter amin is only edible when it's young, before it gets very bitter. So it's called a royal teat when it's young. Mashenkin is sweet amin, it first becomes sweet when it's older. So therefore, if you eat a young, sweet one, you're potter. And the opposite way, hachayiv b'mesukim, when you chayiv, when it's called sweet one, when you chayiv in trumas amaisus means when it's golden, when it's finished, it's potter b'morim. On a bitter amin, when it becomes ripe and big, it's not edible anymore. So then you'll be potter from trumas amaisus. Your Mishnah hey, Ezehu gornon l'maisus. What's considered like the harvesting time for maisus? That you have to, in other words, when is it called the Gemar Meloch of the Paris? In the Mishnahs before, we spoke about how big, how much growth does the fruits have to have in order to give it a name of an Eichel. If it's grown one-third, so the pre has a shame-free. But still you allow to eat an Achilles Arvay on it until it has a Gemar Meloch. When it comes the time of the Gemar Meloch, when you're finished harvesting it, then it's even also to eat an Arvay, even a small amount of eating. Now the question is, when is it called you finish the harvesting of each fruit? So hakishuyim v'hadluyim, cucumbers or pumpkins, is misha yapasku. When it comes smoothing out, misha pasku means if you take off any of the hair that grows on it, like, and make it smooth, that's called the gemar melocha. V'yemeina mafakis, if it's type of a vegetable that you don't have to take off any of the growth on it, then mishiyamet arema, when you make it into a pile, that's called its gemar melocha. Now avtiach a melon mishiyashalik. Also, when you smooth it out, when you take off any outer growth that's on it, the yemeinu mishalik. Let's say it's a type of a melon. You don't have to do this. Chiyase muksa, until you set it on the side, like in the pile, or like to dry out there. You set it aside in a place. You put a bunch of them together. Yorok, some greens, hanegot, if it's usually you bind them together, you tie them together in a bundle. So misha yogurt, when you make a bundle of the greens or the vegetables, that's called its gemar melocha. It may not, or you can, unless it's a type of a vegetable, you don't make bundles out of it. So at shimal es a kli, until you fill up the kli, the vessel that you're carrying, that you're picking it with. V'yineinim amalas a kli, if it's something you don't fill up with a vessel, so then at sheyilkot kol tzorkoi, until you collect it as much as you need, as much as you need of it, that's called a gemar melocha. Kolkola, let's say you have a basket that you're filling up the vegetables, putting them into the basket. So nachi yechap, it has to be filled up until you cover up the basket. V'yimeinu mechap, let's say you do not cover it up. at Shemala Sakli, then it's called the Gemar Malachim when you filled up the kli, the vessel full of these vegetables. Let's say you don't have enough this time to fill up the kli. It's a bigger basket. Until you collected as much as you need for this time. Now, when is this said that this is considered the Gemar Malacha? That as soon as you made these bunches, it's called the pri is finished. That now it's mechuyev and trumas and meiser, that there's an issa to eat from it at all, even an arai, even a small amount. That's only b'moylech lashuk. If you're taking these vegetables straight to the marketplace to sell them. In other words, that you don't plan to bring it home, it doesn't plan to come into your house. Therefore, the gemar malach in the field alone is considered mechuyev and meiseris. Aber b'moylech lebeisai. But if somebody, even after he makes these bundles, he has plans first to store it in his house, to take it home, then the locher is, oichom yam arai, you still not eat from it. Arai, temporary, small amount you can eat from it. Not a kvi yasuda, achumagila beisai, until you come into your house. Until it's roya pnei habayis. Then once it comes into the house, it's roya pnei habayis, after the gemar malachom, then it's mechuyev and truma samaisa, that even achilas arai is asa. Mishnevov ha pered, that's the garinim, that's like the pits of a dried out pomegranate, or also split some part of the dried out pomegranates, v'atzimukim's dried out grapes, it's raisins, v'acharuvim, tavaboksa, is mishyamad arema. These type of fruits, when you make them to a pile, that's called as gemar malacha. Habitzolim, if you have onions, mishe yefakil. When you take off the outer shell, the bad shells on the outside, when you pull them off, that's called the gemar malachim. V'yemeno mefakil, let's say it's type of an onion, you don't have to pull off, strip off the outer shell, mishiyamad arema. That's when you make a pile of onions, that's called the gemar malachim. And if you plan just to take it to the market to sell it, you mechuyev and truma samaisis, you also teat arai right away. Hatfuah, what about grain? Mishiyam areich. Grain, like wheat, let's say what they used to do is first take off the shaft of the grains, of the kernels of wheat, and then make a pile out of it, and then they would smooth it down the top of the pile. That's called Mishiyam areich. When you smooth down the top of the pile, that's called the Gemar Malach of Tfu of grains. Let's say type of a grain, you're not going to smooth down the pile, then Achiyamet areim, as long as you make a big pile out of it, that's called the Gemar Malach. Hakipnius, type of beans, is Misha Yichbor. When you sieve it out, they used to sieve it out to like clean it from the dirt inside it, that had dirt on it. So after they would sift it out, that's called the Gemar Malacha. V'yameina Kover, or something, you don't have to sift it out, is that Shemareich. Then when you make a pile and smooth down the pile. Now, Afa Pi Shemareich, even though you smooth down the pile of grains, let's say, still, Noita Min HaKotoyim. You could take the small pieces that's of the stalks that you could take out, because that's not called Gemar Malacha yet. From the side pieces, or else what's in the middle of the tevin that was not nizra, wasn't cleaned out from a shaft. Like if you have some parts of the grain there that still has the shaft around it, that's not called the gemar malacha. That you could just pull out and eat it. Achilas arai. Mishneh Zayin. Hayayin. When is wine considered a gemar malacha? Mishneh Kafe. When it has been skimmed. In other words, when you took off rid of the chatzanim, the pits and the shells that floats on top, that's called the gemar malach of wine. Afal pi shekifan, even though if you already skimmed it, still kolet min hagas huel yoina umin atzino v'shoyseth. In other words, the way they used to make the wine was that it used to like float down from the top one and then eventually end off in the bottom one. So in the bottom duck, like in the bottom in the bottom press, there it's called the gemar malacha, mishe yikve, when you skim it. However, the top part of it, though, that you can still eat from achilas arai. Like I said, that's called kolut menagas el yoina. From the top part of the press, that you can still drink from arai, or menatzina, from the dog, from the pipe that's running down, for shayse there you can still drink. That's not called the gemar malacha, only the one that already reached the bottom part of the press. Now, Hashem, what about oil? Mishayeri liyuka. When the oil drips, goes down to the oil pit, like the bottom where you receive the oil, that's called Nigmar Malacha. Now, afal pi sheyorod, even though wine is falling down, still noital minu ugol, you can still take from the top part, from the basket, or also mi ben hamemol, or else between the press stones, or mi ben hapatzim, or between the press boards. Now, the oil there is not called the gemar malachiyat. V'noisen lachamito o lesimchui, you're allowed to put this oil now into a lachamita, a spice where you make the dough on, into a dish, but you can't put it into a pot, into a frying pan, kishen reishin, when they're boiling. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can put it any place, this oil, just not into a place that contains vinegar, or else it's sear fish brine. So the machlokes here is, if you cook up the oil, is that considered a kavas lemaiser? So Tanakam holds you can't put into a kadero to ilfus when it's cooked up, when it's hot, because that's called cooking up the shemen, that's kovayas lemaisi keni rechilas arvay. If you don't know, since you took the ilfus off the fire, it's not kovayas lemaiser, only if it has chaymit, if it has vinegar inside it, or else sear, fish brine, that's like really mavashlit, that would be kovas the shemen lemaiser. Mishneches, ho igul mishiyachli kenu. Igul, that's a cake of figs. So when is it called the gemar malocha? Mishiach lekenu, when you smooth them down. Machlikina betenim uvanov mishotevel. If you want to smooth down this fig cake, you're allowed to use grapes, or else tenim. You're allowed to use figs of tevel to smooth it down. The chiddush is, even though some juice comes out of it, but this juice is not called like tevel, it's mutter. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's also, because the juice that's coming out is tevel, so it's also. Hamachlek ba'anovim, when you do use these grapes to smooth down this fish, the cake of figs, and some juice comes out of it, so according to Tanakamo, loy huksher, it's not huksher, the figs, the makabutumah. It's not cold like mashka, it's not cold like water, it's not huksher makabutumah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hukshah, no, like we had before, since he says the juice that comes out is also, it has a look like yayin is Hukshah Kabutuma. Therefore, also the juice that comes out is Hukshah Kabutuma. Now, Hagregris, that's dried figs, Misha Yodush, when they've been stamped down, that's called the Gemar Melocha. Umagura, let's say you're storing it, then Misha Yagol, also when it's pressed down, like in a round cake. Let's say it's been stamping it down into a barrel, or magab and maguros is pressed down like in the storage place. Now, that's called the gemar malocha. Nishpura hachovis, let's say the barrel broke, whereas v'niftucha hamagura, the storing place, opened up. Lo yechem emarai, yinalari from emarai. It's called the red hook for lamaisa. It's also teeth, even simple eating. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to. In other words, he holds that since it broke and you're going to have to still finish it, do it over again, like, so therefore it's not called Nigma Malachta, therefore you'll not eat from it, Arai.
Yeah, Perek Beis, Mishnalef. Hoy Oyver Bashuk, if you have a person walking in the street, but he was an Amoritz. Now it's a question of his Peres Demai or not. The Yomer, and he tells you like this, Telulachem Tainim. You could take some figs, which is mean, you could eat it right now. So therefore, Eichlin Upturim, you're allowed to eat it right now in Achilas Arai, and it's Potter. Because most probably the person never took it home yet. It's like he's telling you it's Mutter to eat it Arai, so therefore there's no problem. Lefikov, therefore, in Mechnisa Lubotem, if you're going to take it home to your house, you should know Mesaknim Vadai. You're going to have a Chiv like Vadai to take off Truma Samaisus. Because since he's come out like telling you that he did not take off Truma Samaisus yet, but rather he's first taking it home. So therefore, when you take it home now, you're going to have a chiyah vada to take off truma samaisis. It's not like regular demai, that's only a suffix, but this is like a vada. What about if the Amoritz tells you, tulu v'hachnisa labotechem, take it, and bring it to your home? So by taking it home, like Kiluchur is telling you, like, you should know, even though I had it in my house, I already took off truma samaisis. So now the locher is usually an Amoritz, we don't trust, we don't believe. Therefore, the locher is lo yoichlu mihem arai. You're not allowed to eat from it now, even a temporary eating, because you have to be afraid that Moritz already took it home, and it's hukfa l'maisris, that it's also to eat anything. And we also have to be afraid maybe he did not take off truma samaisris yet. Therefore, lefikach im echnisa l'vatayim, einu mesakdim elo demai.
when you take it home, like you only have a chiyuv to take off trumas and maisos, like regular demai. It's a suffix if the samaras took off trumas and maisos, so there's a loch of demai.
Mishne beis, hoye yoishrin bishar oy bechanus. The person was sitting by the gate of the city, or by a chanus, by the gate of a store. The Omar and the Balabos like said, Tlu lochem tenim, you could take these figs. So locher is oichlin upturim. You're allowed to eat from them, arai, and your potter. Whereas even though the locher is, once you bring it into a chanus, into a store, into a house, it's kavas lemaiser. But since you do not own this store, or you do, it's not your gate, therefore it's called somebody else's, it's not kavas lemaiser for you. But ubal hashar ubal hachanus, but the person that owns this gate, or the person that owns this store, chayovim, when they bring this fruit into the house, that's called a hukva lemaiser. They can't eat from it until they first take off trumas and maisers. Reb Yehuda says, still no, you're part of giving off maiser, even the Baal HaShan, the Baal HaChanus, because it's not really called like the bias, because it's not kavas lemaiser, because a person has a embarrassed eat there in front of other people. So it's not called umokam, that's kavas lemaiser. Acheyachzer esponim, until you turn around your face. You change your place where you're sitting. In other words, you're not in front of other people. Then you're not embarrassed to eat there. Then coming into your own store or to your own shar, that would be kavas lemaiser, that you can't eat now an arai without first taking off trumas lemaisers. Mishneh Gimel, hamala peiros min hagolul Yehuda. If somebody's taking his fruits from the golul that he collected in the golul to bring it up to Yehuda to sell it there, or Yoilul Yerushalayim, or else he wants to bring up the fruits to Yerushalayim. So locher is oichol mehem, he's allowed to eat from his fruits now in Achilas Arai, even before he took off the Trumas and Maisrois. Achu magia lemekoyim shuhoilich, until he reaches the place that he wants to go to. In other words, even though he had before fruits that you don't plan to take into your house, it's kavas lemaiser outside, but that's only if you plan to sell it there. But if you plan to carry it, you take it to another city, so until you get there, it's still cool, like an Achilles Arai, where you'll not eat. V'chein b'chazor, the same way coming back. If you bring your fruit back the same way, it's not kavas lemais until you bring it to the place where you want to tend off to sell it there. Rabbi Meir says, Atru magia lemekoyim hashrisa. Until he reaches the place that he plans to rest there, Voshim Sam means the place that he plans to stay for Shabbos. Like the place that he plans to stay for Shabbos, even if he reaches it a little bit before Shabbos, that's called Hukfa Lamaisa, that's called the Mokum Kavua, that's like his bias, that's Hukfa Lamaisa. Fihar Reichlin, the merchants that are going around the city selling things, Hamach Zirin Bayoros, is Reichlin Achim Megiel Mokum Halina. They could eat the whole day in Achilles Arai. It's not called they came into the Ba'is yet, until they reach their place where they can sleep at night. The place that they're going to sleep at night, that's called the Mokum Ba'is for them. That's the Mokum Dira-like, therefore it's Hukfa Lamaisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaBayis HaRishon Hu Beisai. The first house that he meets, that's called his bias. Like when he first reaches the city, so the first house that he goes into, for as soon as he goes into one house, right away it's considered like now the fruits he has with him is Hukfa Lamaisa. He can't eat it until he takes off Trumas Lamaisas. Even though he doesn't really sleep in that house, but since this is the first house he comes to in the city, that's called the Mokum Hukfa Lamaisa. He's also teat without first taking off Trumas Lamaisas. Mishneh Dalet, Peirois Sheh Tormon Achla Nigmum Rolachton. If you have these fruits before the Gemar Malocha, before it's really Hukfa Lamaiser, you went and took off Truma Gedoyla. The question is, can you eat now from the rest of it before you take off the rest of the Trumais on Achilles Arai? So Rabbi Eliezer, Oysa Milechem Hem Arai. Rabbi Eliezer says, from now on it's also teat, even an Arai, a temporary eating. Since you took off already Truma Gedoyla, that's like Hukfa Lamaiseris, you can't eat it now before you take off the rest of the Trumais Lamaiseris. The Chachomim say no. Lamaisa, since it wasn't Nigma Malachto yet, even though you took off Truma Gedolah, still from the rest you could still eat an Achilles Arai. Chutz Mikal Keles Atenim. Unless you have a basket full of figs, because that's called the Gemar Malacha, that alone makes it hook for Lamaisa. What about Karkolas Tainim Shetomo? Let's say you have a basket of Tainim that you took off Truma Gedolo. So Rabbi Shimon Mata teat the rest. The Chom Mais and the Chom say, no, it's us that teat the rest. It's also Chassidu Hook for Lamaisa already. Now, the reason why the Karkolas Tainim is a machloikis here, that's like this basket of figs, because there before we had, like really when it's filled up, it's called Hook for Lamaisa. The question is, when is it called filled up or not? So here we say, if you take off Truma Gedolo, that you like showing us that you mean to leave it this way, it's called filled up. That's why the Chum say it's chutz v'chukolos tainim, that once you take off truma from v'chukolos of tainim, it's hook for l'maisa. But still Rabbi Shimon Agin says, no, still it's muta. L'maisa, the barrel was not filled to the top yet. It's not called gemar malacha. Therefore, even though you took off truma gedela, they hold it's not called the hook for l'maisa. Therefore, you could still continue eating achilas arai until you finish the gemar malacha. Mishnehei, ho'imelachaveiro. If somebody says to his friend, "Heloch isazeh, like take this coin, take this money, v'tein livoy chomishteinim, and instead, like let me buy off you, give me five figs." So locher is now, since you are buying now, you're making a mekach on these five figs, it is lo yerchalat sheyasher. You're not allowed to eat from it, even in achilas arai, until first you take off the truma semaisrois. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That Rabbi Meir holds, a mekach is called kaveya lemaisa. Rabbi Yudah says, oichal achas achas potter. No, if you still only eat one by one, you should know, still your potter from Isa. Because such a way, eating it or buying it one at a time, that's not called a real mekach to be kaveya lemaisa. In tzeref, chayef, but let's say, you bought two at a time, not one by one, but you bought two at a time. Then he's also money that Shechayiv Laser, but that's also called a Mekach, which is Kaveya Lamaisa. Amar Rabbi Yudah said, Maisa Beginas Varidim. So once a story, once a case, and there's Ginas Varidim. Shoyse Yerushalayim, there was in Yerushalayim. They used to grow figs there. There was a big, nice garden there. That they used to grow figs. That they used to sell figs there for 3 or 4 isser. That they used to sell for 1 isser, like for $1, you would get 3 or 4 figs. And he never took off Truma Samaisus. He used to buy them, and he would eat them without taking off Truma Samaisus, since he was still eating them on the Achilas Arai. Which means, according to Rabbi Yudah, the story was here that they bought it one at a time, one by one. But since they bought it only one at a time and they ate it, so that's not called a mekach, which is kavas lamaitzah, according to Rabbi Yudah. Therefore, they were able to eat from it, achilas arai, without taking off first the truma semaisus. Mishnevov, ho'imel lechaveru, somebody says to his friend, heiloch isa ze b'yesa teinim, she'ovor li. Like, here's a dollar, and I want you to go to pick off to collect for me 10 figs. So locher is the burr of a yechel. You could pick off one at a time and eat it. Again, like before, if you're only taking one at a time, it's not called a mekach, that's kavas lamaisa. You could eat it without taking off truma semaisus. The same thing, be eshkol shoverly. I give you a dollar that I want you to pick off for me, one cluster of grapes. So you're buying it right now, that the cluster you should pick off. So the locher is megarger v'yoichel. If you only take off one grape at a time, you could take it off and eat it without taking off truma semaisus. The same thing, berima in shoveli, I'll give you a dollar now that you should give me back a pomegranate. So peret v'yoichel, you could pick off one seed at a time, like one piece of the pomegranate and eat it at a time, you'll be part of truma semaisus. Biaf tiach shoveli, I'll give you a dollar now to buy me back, give me back a watermelon. So the locher is soy face vehicle, you could slice yourself pieces of it and eat it. As long as you're not taking the whole thing at one time, that's like called an achilas arai, with a mekach here is not kovas lamaisen. What about though, avulimomalo, let's say you say to him, the esrim tenem elu, I want to buy these 20 figs that are still now attached to the tree. Rels pishnei eskolish elu, I want to buy these 2 cluster of grapes that are still attached to the tree. Pishnei remain melu, I want to buy these 2 pomegranates, or else pishnei avticha melu, these 2 watermelons, is eicha kadarkoim. Then lemais, even though you bought 2 and you took 2 at a time, still this mekach is not kavas lemaiser, and you're allowed to eat from it normally, derech arai upotter.
and still you're part from taking off truma samaisas on nechilas arai. And the reason is mepneisha kona b'mechubal karka, because you bought it when it was mechubal karka. So mechira here was on these fruits, but they were still attached to the ground. So such a mechira mechubal karka is not called kavas lamaiser. Therefore, you are part for truma samaisas if you eat it only on nechilas arai.
Your Mishnah Zayin, Hasicher es Apoyel. If you hire a worker, Lik Saisima Betainim, that he should work to cut down your figs for you. So Amaloi, if the Balabos makes the conditions like this, let's say now Amaloi, that Amenash Oichel Tainim, or else the Poyel, the worker, makes a condition and says, listen, I'll cut down for you, but on the condition that I'm allowed to eat your figs while I cut them down. So the locher is Oichel Apoter. He's allowed to eat from an Achilas Arai, and he's potter from Truma Samais Rice. Because this is Midi Rice, so there's a lot to eat. Or Poyel Bishas is working, he's allowed to eat from the food of the Balabos, or the food that he's working in. So therefore, it's not called like a Mechira here, but this is the Heter HaTero, therefore he's allowed to eat from it Achilas Arai. What about Amenash Reichal Aniyu Bini? Let's say the Poyel, the worker, makes a condition that I'll work for you on a Tanai, a condition that you let me and you also let my children also eat from here. Or is she Yerchel B'ni B'schori, or else you speak out clearly that you want your son to be able to eat, and he'll eat for your reward, for your pay. So locher is, who Yerchel Apoter? The worker right now, he's allowed to eat Midin Torah, so therefore by him it's not called Kavas L'maiser, he could eat it without taking off Trumas L'maisers. But Ubinoi Yerchel B'chayiv, when the son comes to eat, he's not eating like Midiraisa, but rather it's a condition that they make, so it's like a Mechir, it's like he bought it. Therefore, the mechiras kavas lamaisam, he cannot eat from it even achlis arai before he first takes off the trumas lamaisers. All right, turn over. Now another condition. Let's say he says amanash aicha b'shas aktsiya uliachar aktsiya, that I'll work for you with the condition that I have a right to eat the figs at the time when I'm cutting them down. And even after I finish working with them. So it depends. Bishas ha-ketziya oichol apoter. If he eats from these figs at the time when he's cutting them down, he's potter from taking off trumas ha-maisras, if he eats nachilas arai. Because again, that's a hetem midiraisa, he has to eat from it. So it's called nachilas arai, there's no hook for la-maisa. What about the liachar ha-ketziya, when he starts to eat from these figs after he cut down, after he got finished working? So then midiraisa, he has no right to eat anymore. It's only a condition made with the balabos. Therefore, oichel v'chayiv, but then he's chayiv to take off trumas l'maisers first. It's called, it was kavas l'maisers, like a mechira, or like a matano, since midiraisa you have no right to eat it, the balabos is giving you the right. So therefore, like the Mishnah ends off and says, he says, she'enu oichel min ha-Torah. Now there, this is the general rule, that oichel min ha-Torah potter, if you have a right midiraisa to eat, in other words, when you're doing the actual work in the food, you have a right to eat from it, then you potter on achilas arai from trumas amaisos. But v'sheinu oichel min ha-Torah, in the case where you don't have a right midiraisa to eat from it, it's only because you made a condition, so it's considered like a mechira, therefore you chayav to take off trumas amaisos even on achilas arai, because that's considered hukfa l'maisa. Mishnah Ches, ho'yoyse ba'al avosim. It means you're doing work on the field, and the ba'al avosim, that's like type of tainim, type of figs that are bad, the bad figs. So locher is, if you're working right now cutting down the bad figs, lo yoicha b'vnoi sheva, you have no right to eat from the special white good figs. In other words, you only have a right to eat the worker on the food that he's working on right now. What about the opposite way? Let's say b'vnoi sheva, if he's working on the good type of figs, lo yoichal b'avosim, he has no right to eat from the bad type of figs. Avo but, he could hold himself back and don't eat. In other words, even though he starts to work by the bad ones, he has a right not to eat at all there, but rather hold it back his appetite until he gets to work by the good figs. And then he'll be able to eat by the good figs. There he could eat. Now, if you make an exchange with your friend, that means you could take these figs to eat and I'll take yours to eat. Zelixos or zelixos, you take my figs and stop to cut them and dry them out, and I'll take yours. Zelechov zelixos, you take my figs to eat, and I'll take yours to dry them out.
chayiv. All these cases, since she's exchanging, it's called like a mechira. Therefore, you have to take off truma semaisus even on the achilas arayin. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Hamach leflech ol chayiv. If you exchange it, that you eat more and I'll eat yours. That's called like a mechira, and it's called nigmar malachta. Therefore, you have a chayiv to take off truma semaisus right away. But v'liksos, if you only take it al manasa, they both use it. You have to dry it out. It's not called a gemar malacha yet. Therefore, potter. So it's not hooked for the mice yet, since you didn't make the gemar malacha yet. You still plan to like dry it out yet. It's not finished yet. Therefore, you can still eat from it. And achilas arai, it's not called hooked for the mice yet. Yeah, paragimel. Hamavir te'enin b'chatzera liksos. If you take your figs through your field and you put it on the side, liksos means to dry out. Like you put it in a special corner where you want these figs to dry out. So it's not called nigmar malachta yet, because you want it to dry out. Therefore, bonav ubnei beisai oichle nepturim. Your own kids, your own, from your own house, they're allowed to eat from these figs in achilas arai, and they're potter from taking off trumas and maisras. What about hapoelim shimai? Let's say you have workers that are working with you, then they're working someplace else, not with these figs. And they make up a tanai now that they want to eat these figs. So midiraisa, they don't have a right to eat it. So it depends like this. Bisman she'ein lehem lo'al of mezainos. If the owner does not have to feed them, they have to feed themselves. Therefore, when they eat now, it's their own free right. Therefore, eichlin upturin. It's not hook for the maisa. Therefore, they're allowed to eat from an achilas arai without taking off trumas and maisas. Avlim yesh lehem lo'al of mezainos. But if the master is supposed to feed them, so it comes out now, the food they eat is like a mechira. It's like their pay. So therefore, rei elu lo yechlu. They're not allowed to eat this. It's like hook from a meiser. It's hazalach like a mechira. Therefore, they can't eat from it until first it's taken off. It's trumas and meisers. Mishnah Beis. Ha-moitzi poya lov lasoda. If you take your field into the, you take your workers into the field to do work for you. Not, they're not working on the fruits. They're stopped doing work in the fields. So again, midiraisa, they don't have a right to eat from your fields. But bizman shein lem olav mezoinus, if you don't have to feed them, then again, if you give them permission to eat from you, it's like stama matona. Therefore, if the nupturim, they have a right to eat from the achilas arai, and they're potter from taking off trumas and maisas. What about v'im yesh lem olav mezoinus? Let's say the master is supposed to feed them, he has to give them the lunch, their supper, and they take this for their suda. Then oichlen achas achas menateina. If they pick off one at a time and eat it off the tree, that's okay. That's not called nigmar malachta yet. See, even though it's like a mechira, but since it's not called nigmar malachta, since you didn't pile it up yet, therefore you still put it from taking off trumas and isis. Avoloi minasal, but not if you put the figs into a basket. That's called the nigmar malachta. Then, since you're eating it now for your like food, you're eating it for your mezainus that he has to pay you. It's called like a mechira. Therefore, you sauce the teeth without taking off trumas and maisos. The same thing, v'leimin akup, not from the bigger basket, v'leimin amuksa, and not if you have the titanium that are set aside in a special place, sheba muksa. These things tackle hook for the maisa right away, and therefore you can eat from an even achilas arai until first you take off your trumas and maisos.
Mishnah Gimel. Ha soicher es apoyol. If you hire a workman, Lasos possesses him that he should work by your olive trees, to dig under the trees to help the trees grow. Omaloi, now you tell your worker like this, Al menas lechol zesim, you could work, but or else the workman makes a condition with the owner, I'll work for you, Al menas, that you let me eat from the olives, from the tree. So therefore, eichol echod echod potter, if you only take one at a time, so then you're allowed to eat it, achilas arai, without taking off trumas and maisers. What about v'yim serif? Let's say you put two together. That's already hooked for the maisa, because it's called like a mechira here. Therefore, it's chayiv in trumas and maisas. What about lenachesh babetzolim? You hire somebody to work on your onions, to clean out the bad growths, the bad roots by the onions. Omaloi, and the worker said to the balabos also, al menas lechol yorik, I'll work for you, on the condition that you're going to let me eat from the vegetables, from the onions. So mekartem ol of yoichol. You're allowed to pick off a leaf at a time and eat it. That's called an achilas arai. If you eat an achilas arai, it's mutter. But again, v'yim tseruf chayif. If you put a few of them together, then you'll be also eat it without first taking off trumais or maisers. Mishnah Dalet. Motzo ketzitzois baderech.
if you found tainim, I mean dried out figs on the road, afilu b'tzad tzedek tzitzis, even on the side of a field that has dried out figs, v'chein tainim, the same thing if you find regular figs, she noita ladera that's lying on the ground, or mota tachter tainim, like you see, I mean you see a palm tree, you see a fig tree that's leaning over towards the road, and underneath the tree you see figs. Is mutaras mishum gozel? You should know you're allowed to take it. There's no way to gezel on it. For sure, the balabos is miyayish gave up on it because they get ruined on the floor. Therefore, you're allowed to take it. Or pturus minamaisoris. It's like hefka, and therefore you put them in a maisoris. What about uvazesim of a charuvim? Let's say the same thing happened by an olive tree or by a boxer tree, then chayovim. Here they're still chayiv in truma to maisoris, because here the owner is not miyayish. Like it's not that bad when it falls on the floor, it doesn't get that messed up. Therefore, the owner still wants it. So therefore, it's still chayiv on maisoris. What about motzah gregoris? Let's say you found the gregoris. Those are figs that were dried out already. Now, and it looks like kedrusois, but now it looks like it's dried out. But you don't know if it just fell off the tree by itself and people stepped on it and dried out by itself like that, or was it dried out because the balabos like made it into a gregoris? So therefore it depends like this. In the dos, roiv bin ayodim chayiv. If most of the people in that city, what they do with their figs are, they take it off the tree and they let it dry out, so they still want it. So therefore yichayiv, here it's the pshat is the balabos still wants it. So therefore it's not hefka-like, it's still chayiv in trumas and maisos. But v'yimlav, most of the people in the city do not take their figs to dry them out. But rather, they use them fresh. So now if you find like a dried out, squashed fig on the floor, we say for sure it just fell off, and the owner is a miyayin, he gives up hope. Therefore, it's like hefka. Therefore, you put them in trumas and maisos. What about the motzo pilchei dvela? Let's say you find a piece of figs that were like stuck together, like a pancake of figs. So then you have to take off trumas and maisos. Shayadua shehin midava gomer, because we know for sure, like first the owner took him into his house already, and he made a pie out of it. So therefore it's called nigmur malachta. Therefore it was already mechuyev in trumas and maisris. Now even though a piece falls off, it still you asatid it, and still you first take off trumas and maisris. What about the cheruvim? Let's say a boxer, actually kinson the rosh hagag. If the owner did not gather it together to put it on top of his roof. So then, Murim Mehem Labahem, you let it take down some boxer to give you animals. Potter, you know, you potter now, you let eat it, Achilles Arvai, without taking off Trumas or Maisris. So what we're talking about here is like boxer. The minig was that people used to take the boxer and bring it up to their roof and let it dry out there, and then they would put it together and make a pile out of it. That's called. And then that's called the Gemar Malocha. From then onwards, you'd be Chayiv and Trumas or Maisris. You cannot eat even an Achilles Arai. So here we're talking about even though he brought it up to the roof, but since it wasn't completely dried out yet, or he didn't make a pile out of it yet, so it wasn't Nigma Malachta. Therefore, he's allowed to take some other Kruvim down and give it to his animals to eat, and he's prompted from taking off Trumas and Maisers. And the Mishnah ends off, the reason is, Mefnei Shehu Machzer Es HaMoisrim. He returns what's left over. Like after he finishes giving his animal, if there's any left over, he brings it up again to his roof to let it dry out. So it's not called the Gemar Malacha yet, therefore he'd let it give it to his animal teat. Now, Mishnah Hei, Ezehu Chotzer Shichayevus Maisrus. What is called the real Chotzer? That if you bring it into there, like we said, learned before, after you have the Gemar Malacha, after the fruits are like finished, now if you bring it into your house or into a Chotzer, that's Kavas LaMaisr. So what type of a Chotzer or courtyard is also Chayevus Maisrus? To bring it into there also makes it you can't eat Achilles Arvai anymore. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Chotzer HaTzuris, it's a Chotzer like you used to have in Tzuris, Shehakelum Nishmar B'Toichoi. It's like a watched courtyard that you're not afraid to leave your utensils there because it's watched. Like in Tzur, they used to have a watchman to stand at the front of your gate. So therefore, such a Chotzer is Kavaf L'Maisa. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Shechot Poseach, the Yechot Noyel Ptura. Let's say you have two people sharing the courtyard, and whenever one person wants to come in, he can come in, and he'll close the door, and the other one also can come in whenever he wants. So therefore, it's not like miyuchad for one person. So therefore, since the other one could come in anytime he wants, he holds his potam in a maisa. That's not called the chotzas kavas lemaisa, because it's not called mishtameris. It's not watched for you. The other person can come in whenever he wants. Rabbi Nechemya
says, kol shein adam boish melecho b'saycha chayevis.
No, the chotzas doesn't have to be watched. As long as there's enough privacy that if a person wants to sit down and eat there, he's not embarrassed. Like this, he's embarrassed to eat outside on the street. But if it's enough privacy that you're not embarrassed to eat there, that's called like a bias already. That's called kavas lemaisa. That from then on you can't eat even achilas arai until you first look at your truma samaisris. Rabbi Yosi
says,
kol shenichnas lo v'yein oim aloi. If anybody walks into the courtyard and nobody tells you, what are you doing here? Ptura. In other words, if the courtyard is open that much, so that whoever wants to could come in and do what he wants there, then you put it. That's not called the chotzer. But as long as it's like privately owned, that if you're there, the balabos could come and tell you, what are you doing here? So even though it's not watched, that's also called the chotzer, which would be kavas lemaisa.
Reb Yudah
says, shtei chatzeros, zu lefnim izu. If you have two courtyards, one inside the other one, so hapnimis chayevis. The inner courtyard, that's chayev. That's called kavas lemaisa. Vachitzoyna, the outside one, that's not called mishtameris, that's petura, that's the pot of the trumas lemaisas. That's not called the chotzer, that's kavas lemaisa.
In other words, since the inside one could walk out through the outside chotzer, so the outside chotzer is not considered mishtameris, it's not like private.
But the inside one, since only the inside one can use it, not the outside one, that's called more private. That will be called chayeves b'maisa.
Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Hagagois pturin, a roof of a house is also potter from taking off trumas amaisis. Afal pi shein shechotzer hachayeves. Even though you brought the payrus through a chotzer amachayeves, through a private or watched chotzer, but since you just brought it straight through, I'm not to put it on top of the roof. And there, mastam, you want to dry out the fruits, so it's not called nigmar malachton yet. Therefore, it's not called kavas lemaisa. You can still eat it with achilas arai. What about a beishar? A beishar, that's like a house that the shomer of the Pesach, the shomer sits there. Beishar, it's the house by the gate. Relsu yachsadra, that's a gallery. Relsu marpeses, that's like a porch. Is harei elu kechotzer. These things have a loch like a chotzer, which depends. Im chayeves chayovin. The impetura peturin, the same aloch as applied to a chutz applies here. Like if it's mishtameris, if it's watched that you can't go, other people can't come in there, or you're not embarrassed to eat there, then it would be called kavas lemaisa. Then it would be called chayeves. But the imlav, if it will be potter, it will be potter here also. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Hatzrifim, that's like a hut, like a little tent. Vaha burgonim, that's a type of the migdol that the watchman used to live there. V'yuhala ketonios, also type of a sukkah that's made in the summertime, is pturin. These things, even though you bring in the food into this type of a house, it's not kvas lemaisa, it's not called the diros kva. What about sukkahs ginoiser, a sukkah that they used to use by the choyper yam kineris, and they used to sit there? And that was made there in the Ginoisim and Paradisim, like in the field they used to use it most of the year that the Shermi used to live there. Is Alpha P Sheshba Rechayim, the Tanagalim, is Pturim. In other words, even though it has a Rechayim, though it has a millstone there in Tanagalim, still it's not called a Diras Kva, it's spotted from being Kvas to Trumas Maisus. What about Sukkah Sayyotrim? Let's see a Sukkah that Yotrim, people that make the Kli Cheris, the formers of the Kalim live there. So it depends. Apnimi is the inside one, Takas Chayevis. That's normal, you live there the whole time, then you're Chayev. Fahachitsoina Ptura. But the outside one, since that you don't live there, that you pot if you bring in Truma, if you bring in your fruits there, you still pot if you take off Truma Smaist if you want to eat an Achilles Arai. Rabbi Yosi
says, Kol Shein Adiras Hachama Udiras Hachaman Ptura. If it's something that you don't live there, both in the summer and the winter, that's not called a dira, then you're part of Trumas Maisers. Sukkis, Echog, Bechog, what about Sukkis during the mitzvah? Sukkis, we have Yudu Mechayi, which of Yudu Oishit is called a dira kva, but the loch is Vechachom and Poitrim. The Chom said, no, you're part of it, it's only called Nechilas Dira Arai, therefore it's not Kovas, but Trumas Maisers.
Mishnah Ches. Te'eno shihi oimedes bechotzer. If you have your fig tree that's growing in the middle of your chotzer, a chotzer hamishtameris, that the chotzer really should be kuvas lemaisa. So now the locher is oichel achas achas apotzer. You let it pick off one fig at a time and eat it, and achilas arai, like we had before, that's not kuvas lemaisa, it's not called like nigma malachta yet, even though it's inside your chotzer. But the inserif, if you put one or two of them together, then chayiv, that's called like a gemar malachom, then you chayiv to take off trumas and maises before you eat it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achas b'yuminoi, v'yachas b'smoiloi, v'yachas b'piv. You could even hold one in your right hand, one in your left hand, and one in your mouth. That's also called an achilas arai, which is not called kavas l'maisa. That's not called a tziruf. You could even eat this, all three of them, without achilas, without trumas and maises. Let's say somebody went up to the top of the tree. Then, you can pick off as many as you want, fill up your lap with it, and eat. Because there, it's not considered in the chotzer. You're in the avir chotzer, you're in the air of the chotzer, but not in the chotzer itself. So therefore, it's not kavas lemaisa yet. Therefore, as long as you're eating an achilas arai, you can eat as much as you want.
Mishnah Tes. Gefen shehinutuye bechotzer.
If you have a fig tree, that's Natuya turned towards the Chotzer. That's Kavas Lamaiser. So, it's planted in the Chotzer. So the Ocher is Neuteles Kol Eshkol. Rav Tarfon holds, you like to take a whole cluster of grapes. That's not cool like a Gemar Malocha yet. And you can eat it without taking Trumas and Maisers.
V'chein Berima and V'chein B'Avtiach.
You can take off one whole pomegranate and eat it. And you can take off a watermelon and eat it. Even though it's growing in a Chotzer, which should be Kavas Lamaiser, but this is not called Gemar Malocha yet. Therefore, it's still eating achilas arai. This is Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. However, Rabbi Akiva says no. Megarger b'yeshkolish. You can take off one grape at a time, but you can't pick off the whole cluster. That would be called a kavas lemaisa. And the same thing with Pirate Barimon. You can take off one seed of the pomegranate, one kernel of it, but you can't take off the whole pomegranate and eat it. V'soyfei spavtich. You can cut off a slice from the watermelon. But not to take off the whole thing. If you take off the whole thing, that's called kavas lemaisa.
Then the Mishnah says kusbor, which is a type of something that grows, something like parsley. She's ruya b'chotzer, that's growing in the chotzer, also in your yard, is mekartem ol b'yichel. You let it pick off one leaf at a time and eat it. That's not called hook for lemaisa yet. The imtzerif, but if you pull off two or three of them and put them together, then chayiv. Again, these are three types of hasps of ezoiv, which are growing in your chotzer. So it depends. If it was watched, means if the owner of the chotzer is makbid, he wants these hasps, he wants these things to grow, then it's chayovim b'maiser. Because we had in the first Mishnah, like, you only chayiv and trumas to maiser something that's oichel v'nishmar, that the Bailam want to watch it. In other words, it shouldn't be like hefker. So here, as long as it's not hefker, the owner wants it, these things are also mechuyiv and trumas to maisers before you take it to use it. Like if somebody takes it to eat it, then before he eats it, he has to take off trumas to maisers.
Mishnah Yud. Te'eino shihi oimedes b'chotzer. If you have a tein, you have again a fig tree that's standing in your chotzer. But v'noita lagina, the branches branch off and goes into a gina, goes into a garden. So locher is oichel kedarkoi potter. If you eat it, somebody standing in the gina, somebody standing in the garden, which is not called the chotzer, it's not kavas lemaisam. So if you're standing there, you're allowed to eat from it, and achilas arai you potter. Even though the ikur, the bark of the tree is in a chotzer, we don't go after the bark, the ikur of the tree, but we go after the branches, like where you're eating it from now. If you're standing in a gina, in a garden, which is not watched, which is not like a chotzer, so therefore it's potter from trumas semaisus, you could eat an achilas arai without taking off trumas semaisus. What about the opposite way? Let's say oimedes bagina, the tree was growing in the garden, v'noito lechotzer, but the branches were branching off into the chotzer, into your courtyard. So then the locher is oichal achas achas a potter. You could only eat one at a time. Because if you take two already, it's mitzarf lemaiser, because since it's in a chotzer, you're picking it off in the chotzer, that's a mokum, which is kavas lemaiser, therefore it's osatit, without taking off trumas lemaisers. Only if you take off one at a time.
Like it says, v'yim seref chayim, but if you put two together, then you chayim in trumas amaisis. Now what's going to be oimedes boret? Let's say the tree is growing in Eretz Yisrael, v'noita l'chutzalorot, and the branches go off into chutzalorot, outside Eretz Yisrael, like it's mamash on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. But the opposite way, b'chutzalorot, this tree itself is growing in chutzalorot, v'noita l'orot, is branching off into Eretz Yisrael, is hakol holach achariker. Here we say everything goes boss to the ikur, where the tree gets its unique, where it gets its nourishment from.
So therefore, if the ikur of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's mechuyev in truma semaisis. But if the ikur of the tree is in chutzlar, it's outside, even though the branches, the fruit, are branching off into Eretz Yisrael, so what? Since the ikur unique is from chutzlar, it's part of truma semaisis. Now, uvabote ore choyme, by a city, a house, that's in a city, that has a wall around it, Hakol hulach achariker. Everything goes after the ikur, where the ikur is. In other words, there's a special halacha if you sell something in a city that has a wall around it, that the halacha is if you sell a tree or you sell your house, anything mechub l'karka, that the first year you have a right to be goyel to redeem it, to get it back. But if you don't redeem it in the first year, then the kohen keeps it loylam. It doesn't come back to you anymore. Bashenkin, in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, there are different halachas. So therefore, let's say now the tree itself, the bark, is in a city that has a wall around it. But the leaves, the branches, branch off outside the wall. So the loch ridge, you go bust where the ikur of the tree is. If the ikur of the tree is inside the chayma, it has a loch like borti yore chayma. If the ikur of the tree is outside the chayma, even though the branches come inside, it's considered like a chutz, like a seir, shein le chayma. Then the Mishnah says, uvore miklot hakil holach achar hanif. But yore miklot is the opposite. You go after the branches. In other words, there's a special city, the Orem Miklut. If you kill somebody b'sheigig, you have to run into that city and stay there. And in that city, it's called, it protects you, that the Goel Adam, the relatives, are not allowed to come and kill you. Now, let's say you have a tree right at the boundary. And let's say the tree is inside the Orem Chayma, inside the Orem Miklut, and the branches go outside. And you climb up on top of the branches, so Kol Halach Achar Hanayif. If the branches now is outside the city, you're considered outside the Orem Miklut, and the Goel Adam has a right to kill you. Or the same thing the opposite way. Let's say the tree really is outside the city. Just the branches are inside the city, and you're up there on top of the branches in the city, the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill you. It's still considered like you're inside the Orem Miklut. You go after the knife where the branches are. Uvi Yerushalayim hakol holach achar hanif. And being in Yerushalayim is also considered, you go bossa where the branches, where you actually are. In other words, for Maisa Sheni, the loch of Maisa Sheni is you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So let's say you take your fruits on the top of a tree, even though the bark of the tree is outside Yerushalayim, but if the knife, the branches where you are right now, is inside Yerushalayim, so you have a right to eat the Maisa Sheni. Hakol holach achar hanif. For the loch of Yerushalayim, if it's considered like if for Maisa Sheni, if you can eat it there or not. Yeah, Perek Adalid. Now we're going to talk about more things that is Kovas LaMaisa. That if you do these things, then you can eat the Peris Achilas Arai. Ha Koivesh, let's say you sour something or pickle something. That means, let's say you take olives or you take vegetables and you soak them in salt water or in vinegar, or else hasholek, you cook it up, you cook up vegetables and fruits, or else hamoleach basoder, you salt the fruits or the vegetables even in the field, the locher is chayiv. You chayiv to take off maisa right away before you eat it, because the bishl and the malicha is kovas lamaisa. And kvisha has the same halacha like bishl. What about though, hamechamein bo adama? Let's say you have your vegetables that you stam want to store in the ground, stam to make them get more ripe. So they used to like pull off the vegetables and then used to store it in the ground so they should become better. So the halacha is then potter. That's not called gemar malacha. It's not hooked for the maisa yet. You still could eat achilas arvay from it. Hametabel basode potum. It means not that you soak it in salt water, but you just dip the fruits or the vegetables into salt. So that's not kavas lemaisa. If you do this in the field, you can still eat from an achilas arvay. Hapetzaya zaisim. If you like crack open the olives, sheyetsu mehem asarof, that the juices start to come out, still potter, you potter from taking off meiser if you eat an achilas arai. It's not called kavas la meiser yet. And hasoiched zeisim al b'saroi, if you squeeze out the olives to get the oil on your skin, on your boss, on your skin, is also potter. It's also not called a gemar malochi, it's not called hukfa la meiser. But im sochat v'nosn l'tech yodoi chayif, but let's say you start to squeeze out the olives to get the real oil, and you collect it in your hand even, then tak it's chayif, that's kavas la meiser, you can't eat it until you first take off trumas ha-meiseris. What about hamakape letav shul potter? Hamakape again, so you have your wine that you poured the wine into a tavshul, into food, and now you wanted to take off on the top of the wine the shmeris and the zagim. So in such a case, since you put it into the food right away, therefore you potter from taking off trumas and meisus on an achilas arai. Vashenkin la kadera, if you first poured the wine into an empty pot, and then you start to skim it to take off the top bad part, that's hook for the meiser, then you chayiv, bivnei shu kabor kotim. Because an empty pot is like a small pit where you start to store the wine. So when you start like to make the wine, and that's called the gemar malocha, that you skimmed off the psalus, therefore you can't eat it until first you take off your trumas and meisers. Mishnah Beis, tinoikos shetomnu tenim l'shabbos. We have even your kids that stored away some vegetables for Shabbos. In other words, even though these vegetables are in the field, they didn't see the Pnei Abayis, but if you set them aside to be used for Shabbos, Shabbos is kvas. Now, v'shachachu liyasron, you forgot to take off trumas and meisus off these fruits from before Shabbos. So the loch is, lo yechlu, you cannot eat from it on Shabbos, for sure not, because you can't take off trumas and meisus on Shabbos. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is, lo yechlu lo meitzoi Shabbos ad sheyasru. Even after Shabbos also, you cannot eat from it anymore, not even an Achilas Arai, because since it was Kavas for Shabbos, he has to take off Trumas and Meisus first. Kalkolas Shabbos. You have a basket of fruits that you set aside for Shabbos. Now what's going to be if you want to eat it before Shabbos and Achilas Arai? So Beishamai Petrim says, okay, if you eat it before Shabbos and Achilas Arai, it's okay. Or Beisilu Machayog Mesil says, no. Since these fruits, this basket, were set aside for Shabbos, you can't, it's kavas l'maisa, you can't eat from it until you first take off trumas l'maisas. Rabbi Yehuda says, af ha-loiket es ha-kalkolo, l'shloich l'chaveroi, lo yoichalat sheyasher. If somebody picks off fruits and puts them into a basket, and his intention is to send it to his friend for a present, so right away that's called kavas l'maisa, it's like a mechira, and therefore you can't eat from it until first you take off your trumas and maisas.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.